The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. My guide on Ecuador. Recall now, Ecuador is a fragile governance. The election was troubled by an assassination last year. And what we have now are questions raised about the fragility of Noboa, the winner of the violent election of 24. In addition to that, Ecuador is the second most mentioned country people flee from to go through the Darien Gap into Mexico onto America. It's a profoundly troubled country. The headline this morning is not positive. Ecuador's Noboa names acting president so he can campaign. Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa said in a decree that interim Vice President Cynthia Natale Gelibart will serve as acting president from Thursday to Sunday so he can participate in campaigning for his reelection. There's also a complication of a former vice president who attempted an escape or was allowed to escape and is now back in custody. In other words, a profoundly troubled governance. Where is this headed? Can we tell, Professor?
If Ecuador was a soap opera, it would be so difficult with so many plot twists, it would be almost impossible to follow. What you have in the context of a situation of rising violence and really valiant work by the Ecuadorian armed forces and the Noboa administration to control that violence is you have a critical upcoming election. Noboa himself was elected after a snap early election just about a year ago and is facing a scheduled re-election, the first round of which will be on February 9th. He is going up against Luisa Gonzalez, who is seen as a stand-in for the anti-U.S. Leftist, the kind of political godfather, Rafael Correa. Now, if that were not complicated enough, one of the provisions of the Ecuadorian Constitution says that when you are in the campaign phase, you have to essentially step down from your duties and your designated vice president takes office. The problem was that the person that was on the ticket with Noboa, a person who was initially seen as not necessarily against him, actually is a bit of a far right libertarian, but who has actually turned out to be an ally of Noboa's political rival, Luisa Gonzalez and Rafael Correa, to a certain degree, Veronica Abad. Noboa realized that if he stepped down and allow Abad in power, who knows what she would do during that vulnerable month period leading up to the elections. And so there was a series of political machinations in which she was essentially ordered to move from her position doing work in Israel to go to Turkey. It was a dangerous situation. She refused to do it. Noboa took advantage of the situation to essentially suspend her. And that suspension meant that she also technically she wasn't acting vice president, so she couldn't become acting president, thus taking care of his concern of her, you know, being acting president while he was campaigning. And so essentially what he tried to do is he said, well, since you're suspended, I need another vice president, one who's more loyal, who can step up into the presidential the presidential slot. And so he had named previously Cynthia Gelbert. And so there was a spat, especially Abad saying, well, you can't do that. I have the right to be acting president. And this really came to a head through an act by the National Assembly, through a number of things. So literally right at the start of January was when we entered that presidential period in which theoretically Veronica Abad should have stepped up to be the acting president. But instead, Noboa said, no, Gelbert is the acting president. And so for the moment, the question of that kind of legal spat and a bit of a constitutional crisis hasn't been resolved. But the National Assembly has not yet acted. The The Supreme Electoral Tribunal has not yet acted. And the armed forces, at least for the moment, said, OK, we are backing Noboa and not Veronica Abad. So it's a bit of a constitutional crisis leading up to the election, but one in which for the moment, Noboa seems to have won the day. But stay tuned.
Professor Avenelles, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, our guide to the melodrama of elections in the year 2025, especially in the Americas. We're headed to Panama. Much in the news. Unusually.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.